Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. I'm so sorry about my throat. I've got a little cold, but the show must go on, so I'm here, and I'm so glad to be here. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Out of This World Radio, thanks to your support, is one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and also the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 140,000 listeners in over 70 countries. From 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. today, I have a lot of people on. It's going to be a wonderful show about Hiroshima and Nagasaki. My first guest will be Mary Hansen of the group From Hope to Hiroshima, which leads a beautiful candlelight prayer at Green Lake here in Seattle every year on August 6th in memory of the people who died at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. On August 6th, 1945, the United States dropped an atomic bomb on civilians at Hiroshima, followed by a second atomic bomb on Nagasaki on August 9th. Joining Mary on the program will be several psychics, including Judy Calley, who I consider one of America's best psychics. She'll be here on just a few minutes. And also, a wonderful psychic from Hawaii will be here, and she's in the studio. Anua Nui is here in the studio. Could you like to say something?
Aloha, everyone.
Great. She'll also be doing some channeling, too. We'll be contacting the spirits who passed away in Hiroshima and bringing them on the air live during this first hour and what messages they may have so we can create world peace. Then on the second hour, from 3 to 4 p.m., I've devoted the entire show to Jim Mars, who passed away on August 2nd. I consider Jim one of the best journalists America's ever had, and I will also be having these same psychics on contacting Jim during the show and relaying messages from him on the other side to all of you. I hope you'll enjoy this program. It should be really, really out of this world. I want to thank everyone's support so much for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please just go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I also want to thank so much my friends Faison Shirley in Florida, Anita in Dublin, Ireland, Marku in Helsinki, Finland, Emma Louise and Jan Eric in Norway, Randy and Jessica in Mercer Island, Darren in Olympia and Rod Shastri in Toronto, Canada, and everyone else around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and further support to make this planet a better place. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, and Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the show will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 70 countries. With that, I'd also like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's designing my website and providing wonderful support, my friends at the Moto office in Tokyo, and my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, as well as my angelic and earthly family and KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also call me in the United States here at 509-750-9793 or toll free at 1-888-879-8339. I'd also like to ask everyone listening today to send lots of love and light to Michiko Hayashi's mother, Masako, who suffered a stroke recently. And I know that your love and prayers will really help her. I also want to thank everyone so much who sent prayers and love to my friend Orion, who was diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer just a few months ago. And the good news, I have to tell you, his doctors are amazed, but his cancer is almost gone. They're expecting a full recovery. And I think one of the things that really helped him were all the prayers and love and light you sent to my friend Orion. So keep up sending those beautiful prayers to him. Cancer's almost gone. The doctors wanted to do chemotherapy and surgery, and they said that it may not work. And he said, well, I didn't want to try that. So he's done some other things, including the power of prayer, and he's almost healed now. So that's wonderful. There's also another gentleman named John, a friend of mine who's been diagnosed with lung cancer. He's a wonderful man in Olympia area, and I know your prayers will really help him. I appreciate it if you could please send lots of love and light to him today, too. During this, I want to tell you some good news, too. My book on Messages from the Masters, Cosmic Messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, Nostradamus, Mahatma Gandhi, and Dr. Emoto, as well as the Galactic Alliance, is done. It's published. Autographed copies of the book are now available for just $20, includes free shipping, priority mail shipping in the United States. You can order the book now online at CreateSpace. The link is www.createspace.com. You can by Sunday, you'll also be able to order the book on Amazon as well. The ordering information will be on my MEP website within a few days. And if you'd like a book, I have 20 copies, which I'm just received. And if you'd buy the book now, I'd be happy to give you a reading for just $10. If you'd like the book, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I can give you the ordering information. And again, the ordering information will be posted on my radio website next week at www.outofthisworld1150.com. The book is all about humanity's bright, beautiful future, as well as what would have happened if Jack Kennedy had lived. There are also many messages from Nostradamus and what our future is like. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for my recent Galactic Wisdom Conference that was held in Olympia, Washington. Earlier this year, we're having another conference, my fourth annual conference, on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018, at the same location at 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia, Washington, about an hour south of the Seattle airport. For information, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. My new television program now has about 45 episodes available on YouTube, and it plays also three times a week in the lower Puget Sound area in Seattle on Channel 22. If you go to YouTube, you can look up the programs either My Name, Ted Marr, or Out of This World. My good friend Scott Lemriel has produced a YouTube video on the total eclipse, which is, I think it's for either August 20th or 21st. If you're interested in that, please go to his website, www.paralleltime.com, and you can click on view the live stream live if you like. With that, before we go to our first guest, I'd like to mention some upcoming events from August 18th to the 20th. Just next week, I'll be in the Dominican Republic speaking at a wonderful conference called the Peace and Light Conference. The conference will have some of the world's best psychics and healers, all trying to make this world a much better place. Their website is www.paxluxmundi.com, and I hope you can all come to this fantastic event. Speakers include Michiko Hayashi, the Emoto Peace Project from Tokyo, famous physicist Nassim Harriman, famous healer Bratso from Croatia, and I will be there as well, giving a presentation on humanity's bright, beautiful future. Then on September 7th through the 12th, I'll be sponsoring another trip to Mount Shasta, Telos, in the Hollow Earth. Mount Shasta is a very special place. It's located in Northern California and contains many portals and vortexes to the inner Earth. We will be camping right next to one of the entrances to Telos, and it's an amazing place. You also see Sasquatch there and many, many UFOs at night that come flying in and out of the mountain. And if you're interested, the cost is just $200. It includes free drive camping on the mountain. You can send me an email if you like to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call me here in the United States, toll free at 1-888-879-8339. Scott Lemriel will be giving a presentation during the trip, and he said that he will be bringing in his friends from the Galactic Alliance, which includes at least three galactic-sized spacecraft. He said that you'll be able to see those spacecraft at night and sometimes during the day if they shift out of phase. In addition, Michiko Hayashi will be giving a presentation on messages from water from Dr. Masaru Emoto at the Mount Shasta Library from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday, September 10th. And in addition, we'll be meeting a wonderful lady named Diane Robbins, who's been visiting Telos and the Hollow Earth for decades and has written many books about her experiences. We also have psychics flying in from Australia. There's a group coming in from Australia for the tour, as well as another group from England, in eastern Canada, and all across the United States. So we'll have a good international crowd there. Also, from October 26th to the 29th, 2017, there will be a wonderful water conference in Sofia, Bulgaria. For more information, their website is www.waterconf.org. And one of the speakers at the conference will be our very own Professor Jerry Pollock of the University of Washington. Professor Pollock is one of the world's most famous water scientists. His laboratory relies on donations for support. And if you'd like to send a donation to support his wonderful laboratory, please email Professor Pollock at ghp@u.washington.edu. And with that, I'd like to start my program now on a healing for Hiroshima and Nagasaki. My first guest is Mary Hansen, and she has a group called From Hiroshima to Hope. They've been doing this event every year since August 6th at Green Lake in Seattle. I attended the peace ceremony on August 6th here recently. And while I was there and I saw thousands of people praying for peace around the world and to heal Hiroshima and Nagasaki, everyone, I want to tell you, it made me so proud to see thousands of people from Seattle praying for peace. So there will be another, not another Hiroshima or Nagasaki again. With that, I'd like to bring on Mary onto the program. Mary, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well, considering. I think all of us are so grateful to have been able to just be together in right in the center of Seattle, Green Lake, which is a beautiful spot. And we have a chosen place on that lake where since 1984 we have done what the Japanese do in Hiroshima on August 6th, and that is to float lanterns on the lake. And each lantern represents the soul of someone who died as a result of the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, mm-hmm. and all victims of war and violence.
Wow, beautiful.
It's grown through the years. It's interesting. It grows mostly through word of mouth, although we do get quite a bit of free media. And you know, the media like it. It's very beautiful. The lanterns are about 9 to 12 inches square, and then the paper wraps around the four sides, and then inscribed on the paper are the wishes of the person who is creating that lantern. So the beauty of it, the combination of the calm and yet changing nature of the water and the wind and the fire, the air, all four elements are present as you watch a lantern floating on water. So it's quite amazing, and I think each of us is put in touch with our own spiritual source when we look at the lanterns. So it's an expression, a very, very, it's a combination of a group prayer, but it has a very strong individual and group quality. What people do is they watch a program of prayers, basically, prayers mm-hmm. from all different traditions and cultural presentations from all different traditions, but the program itself is essentially the centering process prior to the lantern floating, where people center themselves and pray in a respectful way, so that they will be ready then to line up and go down to the water's edge, where there's a small dock, and people line up and then go out on that dock and hand their lanterns to people who stand in the water and launch them. Hmm. And then people pause on that dock for just a moment to watch their lantern join the group of lanterns, and then they walk back and go on the shore and stand and watch the lanterns as a group as the wind takes them in whatever direction the wind will take them. Prior to the actual launching of the lanterns, the Buddhist Peace Fellowship this year for the first time sat out on the dock for 2 hours prior to the launching of the lanterns.
Beautiful.
To consecrate the lake. Mm. So the feeling is that we once a year are consecrating that lake, so that if you go for a walk around Green Lake at any time after Hiroshima to Hope, any time during the year, you can look at the water in the lake and feel the energy of the each wave on that lake at all times, reflecting the good intentions of the people, all the good acts that people perform that you do not know, all those things reflected from that lake. It's a way of consecrating that lake over each, for each calendar year after August 6th.
That is so beautiful. Well, as you know, Mary, I'm a psychic, and my program is a spiritual program. And so it's very easy, it's normal for me to talk to spirits on the other side. And this program will be bringing in some spirits from Hiroshima to talk about, to send healing light, love and light to them, and also, too, to ask them what lessons we can learn from and how to make this world a safer and more peaceful place. But I tell you right now, there's a whole bunch of angels around you, Mary, and they're all applauding you for your wonderful work. They are, and they've surrounded you completely, you and your volunteers, with lots and lots of love. So they're just saying thank you so much for doing this beautiful Peace Lantern Ceremony every year on August 6th. They're very, very proud of you, and I am too for that.
Well, thank you so much.
I am too.
And thank them. And seriously, the group that makes this happen is huge. There's a planning committee of roughly a dozen people, and then radiating out from that, all kinds of volunteers. It's an amazing group. All these people who help to create the lanterns and create the program, the cultural program, and then to float the lanterns and then clean it all up afterwards. So it's not just me. It's probably 80 people altogether, all devoted to doing this every year.
Sure.
And so we do feel very, very grateful for the thanks that we receive and for the energy that that you're sharing.
Well, my pleasure. This whole studio is lit up in this beautiful white light now. I know they're getting a lot of spirits in. Well, Mary, I want you to hold on, please. I'd like to bring on Keiko. Is Keiko on the line?
Yes.
Oh, Keiko. Hi, Keiko. It's so good to talk to you. Keiko, I believe you live in San Jose, California. You were born in Hiroshima in Japan,
yes,
October 1st, 1945.
Yes.
Your mother was 7 months pregnant with you when the when you were born. And what I was going to do, you sent me a long statement regarding what had happened, all the problems from the from leukemia and the hardship from the bomb. But I think what I'd like to do is to bring in, give Eric here, my wonderful producer, a few minutes to bring in Judy Kelly. And Inoue, if you have anything you're picking up too psychically, you're welcome to chime in too with any messages. We'll bring you on in about 10 minutes or so, some other things.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. But you talk about severe shortages, food shortages back then.
Right.
It was very, very, must have been a very, very difficult time. And the thing was, you've written, your mother was gentle, kind, and gracious. She never had hate in her heart. And the whole time you were growing up, she was sick. And one day her doctor diagnosed her with leukemia and, very, very, very hard life. So we'll your mother passed away when she was 92. We'll bring her in here in a few minutes when we get Judy on the line. And then when you were born, your umbilical cord was wrapped three times around your neck, but you weren't dead.
No.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yes.
You were meant to be born, Keiko.
I think so.
You were meant to be born. Well, tell us a little bit more about what your mom told you about the blast and how it affected her family.
Well, I think she was within the 1 kilometer from the bomb site.
Okay.
So majority of the people perished, but my mother lived on. And my sister was 3 years old. She had no injury. And my brother, who was 7 years old, he had a head injury. And the doctor could not help him because he said to my mother that he could help, you know, more than 100 or 1,000 children with the medication.
Oh, I see.
Just save him. So he passed away within 2 weeks
wow.
after that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Wow.
And my mother, the blast, there's a window glasses, you know, shattered. And I think she, all over the body, she went into her body. So almost to the end of her life, she would just say, you know, look at this, my skin. Then she can, the glasses popping out of the skin.
Oh, wow.
So then she would go in, removed. But mm-hmm. She also had many, many years of medical issues. So, you know, I don't remember she is ever coming with us mm-hmm. for any event.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Kiko,
but
could you...
She was, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Kiko, could you hold on, please? We have,
sure.
I think we have Judy Cowley on the line. I'd like to bring her in now. Judy, hi. Welcome to Out of This World
hi.
Radio. I'm so happy you're here today.
I'm delighted to be here.
Well, I woke up this morning, and I was feeling better, but I still have a bad cold. But, you know, like they say in show business, the show must go on. So
I know.
Irregardless of how I'm feeling, I've just had about 20 cough drops. I feel great.
I
feel much
you
better.
Giggle. It'll help you feel better.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I have a wonderful lady on the other line. Her and I hope I pronounce this correctly. It's Kiko. Kiko, could you pronounce your last name, please, so make sure I it's correctly pronounced?
Okay, my name is pronounced Keiko. Last name is Nakatsuka.
Nakatsuka. Okay, good. I'm glad you...
Keiko. Hi, Keiko.
Hi. Hello, Judy.
Yes.
And what I was wondering, she lost a brother right after the atomic bomb blast in Hiroshima, who was 7 years old.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And then her mother passed away when she was 92, and she had a lifetime of leukemia and radiation-related illnesses. And, Judy, I consider you one of the best psychics in America, and you've been so sweet.
Oh.
I do. You're really good. But I'd love to have you bring in one or two of them on the air, if you don't mind. And the reason I want to do that is for them to give messages to humanity around the world on what lessons we can learn from Hiroshima and Nagasaki and what we can do now to prevent that from ever happening again.
So are you asking me to bring in her relatives, or are you asking me to bring in different beings? Because I have a list of beings we can call in.
Okay.
So tell me what you want. Tell me what you want me to call in her relative?
Let's bring in her brother, who was 7 years old when he passed away in Hiroshima.
Okay.
And then we'll bring in the other beings.
Yeah. What's her brother's name?
I think, oh my gosh, I think Hiroshi, no, it's not it. Oh my goodness, I'm trying to remember.
Was it your older brother, your younger
yes.
brother?
The older brother.
Your older brother. I have never met him. Okay. So it was your older brother, Keiko, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Well, first of all, let me tell you, Keiko, you have a very honorable lineage.
Thank you.
Many beings that have been high integrity beings with a lot of love.
Yes. Thank you.
So let me tune into your brother. Hey, your brother's coming all in golden light.
Yes.
He's saying everything happened according to the plan that he had agreed to.
Yes.
He's saying that doesn't necessarily match with what you think, but he wants you to know that there was no mistake for him to go. It was
yes.
his time.
Yes, I believe it too.
He's saying he's a peacemaker. He carried
yes.
a peaceful heart.
Yes.
He said, you do too.
Thank you.
He's very proud of you, by the way.
Wonderful.
He says he's watched you your whole life, and he says you care and give to others way beyond what people recognize. Do you understand, Keiko?
Yes, I do.
Yes. And he's saying, he's crying. He's saying that it brings him deep joy because he's so happy you hear him. He's been trying to communicate with you for a long time.
Yes. I understand.
He puts his hand on your heart. So when you feel, you think it's a fly or something, it's him. He's putting his hand on your heart. Do you understand?
I do, because I feel him.
So. Yes, he does this quite often. He puts his hand on your heart. Hold on.
Yes.
He says loving one another is the most important message he could give. He says, when will the hate stop? When will people quit noticing the differences and celebrate the unification of hearts? He says, we have the wonderful variety of all the blessed beings on the planet that come with a gift to give. Why can't we celebrate them and their gifts instead of looking at them in boxes with fences and ways of separating and deciding that some are better than others? He said he never felt that, not once. He always felt in kinship with others. And he says, you do too.
Thank you.
He was there when your mom passed.
Yes, I think I know.
He was the first one she saw.
Yes.
Wow.
And she cried. And he wiped her tears.
Yes.
And then she was celebrated.
Yes.
He says, don't cry any more tears. We are all doing splendid. We are working on this side to bring about world peace. Never underestimate the power of love.
Oh, yes.
It can permeate the hardest heart. That is my message. Give as much love as you can to all of life, because every form of life matters. We need the trees. We need the animals. We need the earth. We need the oceans. We need the moon. We need the sun. We need the clouds. We need the rainbows. We need the flowers. We need the people. All of it matters. Walk gently on the earth. Support her as much as you possibly can. Please take more consciousness on the way you get rid of your trash. Walk lightly on the earth and speak lightly from your heart and think lightly in your mind. And ask yourself when you're going to be harsh or you're going to be judgmental or you're going to be critical. How is this helping world peace? If I look at my brother or I look at my sister and I see their good qualities and I see their beautiful heart and I see and give them the dignity not to pick and pull them apart, but to see the overall goodness of who they are, that is a great gift that we can give each other. We all want families that are healthy and happy. We want joyous communities. We want a healthy planet. We want love to be the focus of our lives, not hate. So my message to my sweet sister and the world is to please make love first in your heart. And we are going towards world peace. We see the changes in the heart. We feel the changes in the mind. We are seeing the earth respond. responding and birthing new frequencies of light that are just brilliant. Trust in the power of love. It is the greatest gift we have as a being and is the greatest gift we can give. I love you, Keiko.
It's very beautiful.
I love you. And then there is putting his hand on your heart again. I'm thanking him for coming in and for being kind enough to share his feelings. He just gave me a kiss on my cheek. And he just gave her a kiss. And he just gave you a kiss, Ted.
Arigato gozaimasu, my friend. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Judy. I think he was a very divine person before he came here.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yes.
How beautiful.
But he's so proud of you, Keiko. He's so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was going to say, Mary, are you still there?
Oh, certainly.
Would you like to ask Judy a question?
Well, I guess I want to just ask how, Judy, you see us dealing with all the fear that has come up since Hiroshima to Hope, since August 6th, the situation with North Korea and Donald Trump is bringing up a lot of fear for a lot of people, and I'm one of them. But I also feel very strongly that hate has no place in how we respond, and that I wonder if you have any ideas or any words to share with us, just to help us to have maybe a different point of view than fear.
Okay, I'd be happy to.
Yeah.
I've been working with the Ascended Masters and Angels since I was 3 years old.
Hmm.
So my perspective comes from working with Heavenly Earth. And I see the energy fields of the Earth. And I feel the heart of the Earth, Mary. And here's the truth. The light of what we're living with right now on planet Earth is the brightest light we've lived with since Atlantis and Lemuria.
Really?
That expanded.
My goodness, that's wonderful.
And what the light is doing is it's going to the core of the Earth and to the core of all of life, all beings. And right now we're releasing our deepest core pain and our deepest core fear that's been running our life. And so it looks like on the top of the planet, like everything is nuts. But the truth is, it's the unloved, unhealed energy that is coming to the surface for people to see the truth for the first time in their lives. Because for so many years, things were hidden by major corporations and major companies. So that if the public didn't know, they couldn't oppose them.
Right.
But see, we're allowing right now for nothing to be hidden. There are going to be no more secrets as we step into the higher frequencies of the planet going into the fifth dimension. There are no secrets. So what looks like chaos on the top of the planet right now is actually the major cleansing coming from love, going to the core of who we are, and pushing up all that will no longer be acceptable.
Beautiful.
So the greatest gift you can do is the gold energy represents the I Am presence, the highest form of love that we carry. And if you can see the whole planet in a golden glow, that is the greatest gift you can give the planet. Because that means that the greatest form of love is what you are sending and seeing and sharing with the earth and with all life. So, yes, you have Trump out here in his own way, tooting his horn, being noisy and loud, and making choices that make a lot of people uncomfortable. But the one gift that he is presenting is he's saying what other people have been thinking, but it's been hidden. And now people can kind of look at it, see it for what it is, and choose not to do the same old, not to choose what we've chosen in the past, not to go into revenge and separatism.
Right.
And there's a hierarchy, and there's good and bad and right and wrong. That does not exist. Every soul is a golden being of light, regardless of the part they're playing on Earth at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Earth is a planet and a being like you or I living the life as a planet. So as you carry love in your heart, Mary, as you make a commitment to yourself to be at peace in your own heart, one light creator connected to their sacred heart, aligned to their I Am presence, and coming from the highest frequency of love and integrity of their soul is more powerful than 100,000 people that are not.
Wow.
That's how powerful love is.
Beautiful.
So as far as Hiroshima and Nagasaki, as much as I can suggest to you, see the whole country of Japan as a golden globe of light.
Beautiful.
And know that each part of Japan is receiving the highest form of love. I hope that answers your question.
Wow.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Yeah.
Wow, that's very touched. Thank you so much, Judy, for giving Mary and all of my listeners around the world this message.
You're welcome.
And I think your dog has a message, too.
Yeah.
He wants a bone. That's what I just got.
The animals here, because the animals have a higher consciousness than we do.
Oh, how funny. Oh, well, that's right. They do. They do. Absolutely.
Yes, they do. And actually, the message the animals have been sharing with people, and for those of you that are paying attention, you'll know what I'm talking about. For the last 10 years, have you not noticed all the species making friends with different species all over the world of the animal kingdom?
That's true. They have been.
They are bringing the consciousness to a place of acceptance, not separatism.
That's right.
So that's their contribution, is to start loving each other and notice how much we have in common rather than seeing what we think are the differences, which really is just to add variety to life, and it makes it interesting.
Sure. Absolutely. That's so profound. Judy, I have a psychic with me, Anui Nui from Hawaii. And
hi, Anui Nui.
Aloha, Judy. Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you. You live in one of my favorite places of the world.
Well, unfortunately, I live up here in Washington right now.
Oh, okay.
But I am from Hawaii.
That's pretty beautiful, too.
Well, yeah. If we don't have this wildfire smoke, it'd be extremely beautiful.
Anui Nui, tell Judy a little bit about your background, and perhaps you'd like to contact your mother and see what messages she has.
Well, like Keiko, my mother was a very gentle soul. And I remember she always said that she was never angry that the United States dropped the bomb. She understood it was war. She was 14 or 15 at the time. But at that young age, she understood that that was just part of
the war. Your mother was a walking master, by the way.
She was. She was also, she herself was intuitive, as well as my grandmother, who was a psychic healer.
You come from a line of healers.
I do, yes. I've often speak to my mother since she's transitioned. And
when did she pass?
In June 1st of 2012.
Because she's a very gracious being.
Very.
I mean, I'm feeling her energy, and it's she's so gracious.
Yes. That's my mom. Yes, but she was a very stoic soul. She had a fight in her, too.
Well, you have to understand, coming from her generation, where people cared more about how things looked than how you felt. Do you understand?
True.
So she had a certain position to maintain as part of the family, which is the way she was raised.
Yes.
And you were not to show weakness.
No, no, not
so
at all.
So that's where that stoicness comes from.
Well, she comes
She's
from a lineage.
She's really happy that you're different, though.
Well, we battled on that one.
Yes, but she's telling me that you are the new way. You are the newer understanding of how to live in a healthy way.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Yeah, she's saying that. And she's saying it's been eye-opening for her to be on the other side and to be aware of all the power of choices that we had that she really was not in touch with.
Yeah,
and she said now
right.
that she sees all the variety of choices, it makes her appreciate the wisdom you carry even more because you've been more outspoken and more, how can I put it, because she's showing me you've lived a fuller experience in life than she did. You've taken more
yes,
chances.
Exactly.
You've been on the cusp of the edge of I'm not sure if I'm going to be okay, and you went ahead and did it anyway. And she's saying you've had much more bravado, that's her word, than she did in her day. She said she did pretty good in her time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very clear with people about things that she believed. And she's saying that she couldn't stand suffering.
She couldn't.
She couldn't stand suffering.
Yeah.
And she really understood from a spiritual standpoint that everything that we experience in life is a gift.
Yes, thank
you. But she wanted to make a difference for those that were suffering.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Well, she herself suffered quite a bit from health
yes,
issues.
But she's saying she carried a lot of it to do it for other souls.
Ah, I
it
see.
It wasn't just for her. She was actually clearing the lineage.
Oh, well, we come from a samurai lineage. So.
Well, that would make sense because she's calling it a warrior. You know, that's kind of what it is. And she's saying, which is true, when I hear people say, I'm a spiritual warrior, I cringe. Because warrior gives the word war, and
oh.
War is never loving.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So be a spiritual peacekeeper, not a spiritual warrior.
Yeah.
We don't need to promote war.
Hmm. Wow.
But your mother is saying that the lineage, her words, the lineage were tough, and
yes.
that they stood their ground. And they got the job done in general.
Mm-hmm.
She said you come from strong stock.
I believe so. I feel it in my soul.
Your mother says you're more gifted than she was.
She often told me that.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. She also wants you to know that you occupy the tenderest part of her heart.
Yes. I do.
Yeah. What she's telling me.
It's nice.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome.
Well,
What
a beautiful. Thank you so much. This is the show today is a healing show. I'm going to be bringing on a guy who specializes in bringing angels for healing. That'll be done at the beginning of the 3 o'clock hour. And then I'm also bringing in, some more healers now as soon as we get them on the line. But I was going to ask you, Judy, are there any of your great spirit master friends who would like to give a message about world peace or Hiroshima or Nagasaki?
Yes, there are some beings I wanted to call in and ask to form a divine being.
Sure.
Okay, here we go. I want to call in Archangel Michael.
Okay, wonderful.
I want to call in Peace Pilgrim. She walked across the United States for 25 years.
Right.
Spreading peace. I want to call in Mahatma Gandhi.
Oh, great.
I want to call in Dr. Emoto. I want to call in Dr. Makayo Yasui, who brought Reiki to our awareness.
Beautiful.
I want to call in Maddie Stepanek, the peacekeeper, who was the poster boy for muscular dystrophy, that wrote the book on peace with former President Jimmy Carter, who also is a peacekeeper. I want to call in St. Teresa. I want to call in Chief Joseph, who was a Native American chief who symbolized peace. And I want to call in St. Germain. And I'm asking them to form a divine team and to go to the core heart of Japan and start shifting the energy so that anything that's left from Hiroshima and Nagasaki is now dissolved into the light of the violet flame. And I ask for each of these beings to do what they can to assist every form of life in Japan in any way, shape, or form to release all the old energy and to allow only what truly honors each being and each form of life in Japan currently today.
Beautiful.
I ask each of these beings to work in cooperation with each other, and I ask that whatever is the most benevolent outcome through love, ease, grace, and joy be the experience of Japan, the Japanese people, the Japanese culture, and the Japanese life. And so it is, beloved we are. That's it.
Beautiful, beautiful. If I could ask one,
can I give a message from one of them?
Yes, please go ahead.
I didn't know how much time I have, so I wanted to be respectful.
Yeah, a couple more minutes, and then we'll go. We'll go into some. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is from Peace Pilgrim.
Okay,
here we go. My life was dedicated from my heart to the idea of peace for all. And as I got older, I recognized even more that that was my calling. And truthfully, regardless of what profession you're in, what family you belong to, what you may have in educational awareness or resources, we each need to be peacekeepers and peacemakers, because without peace, none of us have a quality life. Make peace your mantra and be at peace with your family and be at peace with your coworkers and be at peace with your neighbors and be at peace with yourself, so that we take the idea that peace is more important than anything that would divide you. That is my message for you today.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
To live, breathe, speak, and be peace.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Peace Pilgrim, for sharing that. That's so nice of you. Thank you so much.
Do we have time for more messages?
I think what I'd like to do is bring on, there's a singer and I want to bring in from Los Angeles. She's going to do a quick healing song for Hiroshima. Then we come right back to you, Judy. So just hang on.
Okay.
Eric, go ahead and bring Kana Kamoya on from Los Angeles. Kana, how are you doing today?
Hi, good, thank you. I could just go right in and do some sound healing. That was a beautiful prayer, so I just want to add to it. I have Master Jesus Mahavatar Babaji with me, so we'll just go right into the sound healing to bring in more peace,
great,
more light, more love, anchoring into Japan and then the rest of the world and into all our hearts.
Great.
So here goes.
Okay, thank you.
Ooh. So it is.
Thank you so much, Kana, for sharing that. I wanted you just to bring us a brief song for healing for Hiroshima and peace for the planet. And what you did just now fit in perfectly with the messages from Judy. That's beautiful. Kana, this is Judy. Judy, this is Kana.
That was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Your prayer was beautiful. It was a great lead-in.
Thank you. But your voice carried the celestial energy. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Judy, we've got... thank you so much, Kana, for sharing. You're welcome to stay
You're
on.
You're welcome.
You're welcome to stay on, Kana. Judy, we've got about just under 4 minutes left, and then I'm going to keep you on through the next hour.
So let me just tune in.
Okay.
Oh, Mother Teresa, here we go.
Oh, beautiful.
To my family, it has been a while since I have been among you, in my body where you could touch me and I could touch you, but never for one moment. Am I not touching your heart? My life stood for many things, but my message today is compassion. I stood for compassion towards all of life. I asked every single day to open my heart to more compassion. I ask you to make the same decision, because through compassion, we can see and allow the truth to be seen and known and felt. When we are in our head, we do not see the truth. We see what we want to see, what we think we're meant to see, and what we think would be prudent to see. But when you are in your heart and you are in compassion, your heart is open and you are in touch with the truth of who you are and the truth of everything around you. So my message today for my family of Earth, who I deeply cherish and love, is to open your heart to compassion, first for yourself, and forgive everything, and then for the compassion of the world, and forgive everything. Nothing is perfect. We each have our ways of experiencing life. Allow the imperfections to be what they are and love them anyway. I am Mother Teresa, and I bring my heart to each of you, from me to you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Judy. We don't have a lot of time. I think I'll have to ask, but I'd love to bring Dr. Emoto in for world peace, his advice on world peace. But
okay,
we've got, well, go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
Not a lot of time, but
Dr. Emoto. Yes, it is so nice to be here today among this conversation. And I really just have a very simple message. Be the truth of who you really are. And as you are being the truth of who you really are, then everything falls into place and world peace is your experience. So just take the time to search your heart with every thought you think, every feeling that you have, every word you speak, and every action that you take, and ask yourself if this is the truth of me.
Dr. Bodo, could you please hold on to the next hour? It'll just be a few minutes. We'll bring you right back on in about 5 or 10 minutes. Okay, thank you, Dr. Bodo. Please hold on. Arigato.